best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
Mills, morning. Hello.
Morning. Oh, I thought you were going to say, how are you? I'm so used to your natural, your standard, like, Mills, how are you? And
Mills.
I was going to say, good, but you didn't ask. Okay.
I left
that
you
was
hanging.
A really great
Sorry.
Start for me.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Mills, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Very well.
Thanks.
Thanks
for asking.
No, I know. First time caller, long time listener. Because, of course, the budget was handed out overnight. We'll have more about that coming up in our national news sometime around 9 o'clock, maybe 5 past 9
yeah,
at the rate I'm running.
You. Yeah.
I thought I'd go through some other numbers. I've crunched some other numbers.
Okay.
We'll start with rich stuff. You can buy your own chateau in France.
Oh, okay.
If you've got a very cool, approximately $454 million lying around, you can buy the Chateau du Amenevilliers. That's why I didn't do French. That's why I never did French. It's a sprawling 12th century French castle that was once owned by King Hussein II of Morocco.
Oh.
He owned it. There you go. Very fancy.
Yeah.
You want some more details about it?
I'd love to, because I'm definitely thinking of purchasing. So,
well, it's located 30 miles from Paris. It's got 17 bedrooms. It's got a salon, a 50-horse stable as well.
Oh, is that all?
I know. Yeah. It's got to be at least 55.
Yeah, for 400 million, I want at least 100.
It's so big, the seller, I don't know who the seller, Marcel Marceau, says it's possible that a developer could turn the castle and its expansive grounds into a whole new city.
What? No, I was thinking they were going to say hotel. A city?
A city.
What?
There's that much land. I mean, they love those gardens in France, don't they? Like
they do.
The Palace of Versailles, like, just wow.
Yeah, it goes on and on.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, of course, I don't think you'd be allowed to. I'm sure there's heritage listings on that bad boy.
Yeah, I'm sure legally you can't just create a city.
No.
Like,
no.
I guess a person. I don't know, but... Wow, that is crazy. Does it actually say the land, like, size?
No, or? Nah.
God, well, you'd think for 400 million, that's, yeah, it's got to be quite big, doesn't it?
There's 17 bedrooms. It's not, like, in the grand scheme of big houses, that's actually not really a lot, really, is there?
Yeah, so I'm thinking you're right. It must be land and garden.
Yeah, it's just all land and garden.
Yeah.
So,
which to me sounds like a lot of work.
It does. Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, and if you're housing 50 horses there as well, I'm also kind of sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. Don't worry about that. Do you want some more numbers?
Yeah, always.
75% of Americans would like to live close to their mums, apparently, according to a new survey from Realtor.com off the back of Mother's Day. Additionally, 47% said that either they or their maternal figure have moved or plan to move to be closer to their kids. Now, the survey didn't say how many Americans, if any, plan to move away from their mum, but I did note that 18% of respondents said they disagreed with the notion that in an ideal world, they'd live close to their mums. So,
okay.
It's a bit flaky there.
Okay, interesting. Interesting.
And finally, this is my weekend. Have you ever searched the most boring video ever made on YouTube?
Why would I do that?
Well, you should.
Why? Because I go on YouTube to be entertained, not to be bored.
Well, that's how my mind works. I was like, what? Now, why would someone go to YouTube not to be entertained? Let's see what's going on here.
Is this why your mum doesn't live close to you?
And I was one of 3.2 million people who have watched the most boring video ever made on YouTube.
Okay, hit me with it. What is it?
It is a 2-hour long tutorial on how to use Microsoft Word, recorded in 1989 by a motivational speaker called Randy Smith, who's got a really smooth voice that narrates the whole thing. And honestly, people have fallen asleep to the video. Because obviously the content matter isn't all that exciting, and Randy's like really, It's, oh, by the way, no offense. That's a horrible name, isn't it?
Yeah, Randy. I hate it.
Just throwing it out there. Yeah. I've never met a Randy. I've never had a Randy call into this station. I've never had a Randy call in anywhere I've worked in my 17-year radio career. So I think it's safe that I'm allowed to say it's a horrible name.
Yeah, but I'm sure he's very nice.
Oh, he's lovely. The voice is, he's like, and click five. I'm not even doing it anymore.
I was going to say, I've talked too much this morning. That is my nightmares. Like,
I straight click five. I might work on that. The most horrible way to explain Microsoft Word done by JB.
Create the most traumatic video on YouTube.
I like it. Yeah. There you go. There's some digits. You're up next.
I am.
Have a fantastic Wednesday. Tomorrow, Diesel's joining us on the show.
Diesel?
So, yeah, Diesel. The artist. Yay. The musician. Johnny Diesel joining us for a chat. The most expensive musician in the world, Diesel.
Do you reckon he's going to buy that chateau?
I reckon he could easily. Easily. At the price of Diesel at the moment, him and the band Fuel can fight for it.
Yeah.
And time to catch up with Fergus from Kingswood. These guys are going to be performing at the Big Chill Festival in Armidale this weekend. Fergus, how are you, mate?
Excellent, mate. How are you going?
Yeah.
Very excited to play the festival.
Yeah, yeah. You've come through Tamworth a fair few times in recent years, but is this the first time you guys have played in Armidale?
I think we played in Armidale in the early days, so like maybe 10 years ago we did a show. I remember there was a venue that they served like Dim Sims in the pub. It was a big kind of uni crowd. We've been playing Tamworth a little bit lately. We're now our last record was considered country, so we're a country band. So you know you've got to do the honourable thing and pass through Tamworth.
Of course, is it? How does it feel when you get badged as now being a country band? Do you care, or was that a plan? Or
no, we love it. And to be honest, like you know, during COVID, we got away from Melbourne and we were living on this ranch and had a studio there, and that was the kind of music that we wanted to make. And we've always had a bit of that, like you know, Ohio, for example, on our first album, and Big City on the second could easily fit on Home, you know, they're kind of country songs. So it's always been in us. And then in COVID, when we had no purpose or idea of when music would return to the world, we made albums.
Yeah.
Worth of music that's kind of a little bit country. And then it did quite well. And we welcome the embracing arms of the Australian country community.
And you did a bit of recording in Nashville as well. I imagine that gave you a bit of inspiration to continue going down that country path.
Yeah, it is. We've always recorded our albums over there. Or the first three we did over there. Yeah. So that has had a huge influence in us, and certainly the country world. And we got a lot of guest musicians to play on the record. Amazing players. From Nashville as well, which is where you find a lot of the greats. And, you know, you can just ring them up and say, you know, come do a guitar solo on this song, and they'll go, yeah, too easy.
I imagine you're going to be catching up with some of the other artists on the Big Chill lineup, going to be chatting with Diesel and any of the other guys there. You've got to have a bit of downtime to chat to them, or is it just work?
We're going to make the most of it. It's actually at midnight going to be my birthday on Saturday, so... We're celebrating, and we're good friends with the Rubens and a few of the Jack River crew, and it's going to be a great night, all hanging out together. And Diesel is actually one of my, you know, one of the artists that I grew up with. So not personally, I mean his music. So very, very excited and a bit sentimental to see Mark play.
I was going to ask whether you grew up with Diesel, because I did see you grew up listening to the likes of your good old Barnsey and Mossy, who, of course, has transitioned to country music a lot in recent times as well.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned Mossy, because, I mean, it's nothing sort of confirmed yet, but we're in the middle of making our new album, and there might be a little feature of Mossy on one of the songs.
Oh.
But certainly big Chisel fans growing up and still are, and today, and they're champions.
Yeah, no, very fantastic. Was that a bit of schmoozing during the festival that you caught up with Ian Moss and maybe slipped him the note of doing some guest work?
No, we've known Mossy for a while. He actually played a motorbike riding drug dealer in one of our film clips.
Oh!
I don't have a relationship with him, but Alex, our guitarist, and him text about nerdy guitar things all the time.
I love that. Fantastic to see you back in Armidale again for the Big Chill Festival. We've got a little suburb. I'm sure you've probably driven through it and might have been brought to your attention. There's a little suburb outside of Tamworth called Kingswood. We're going to have to get you down there to perform. It'll have to be Kingswood in Kingswood. I think that'll be perfect.
We're going to have to make a little pit stop there at least to get a photo and a coffee. Certainly we'll have to do that on Saturday.
There's a little restaurant there, Papa Luigi's, that a couple of former musos run. So I'm sure they'd love to meet you,
really?
And I'm sure they can make this happen. Yes.
Excellent.
Hey Francis, thank you very much for catching up. Great to chat. Enjoy your time up in this part over the weekend, and happy birthday.
Thank you very much. You know, I can't wait to play the festival, and also we'll be back in Tamworth. You know, playing the Tamworth Hotel. We usually park our bus out the back and have a good time there. So, keep your eyes and ears peeled.
That is Pink at Tamworth's number one, 92.9 JB for breakfast for Country Auto's quality used cars and service centre, 14 past 7. It was a big Tamworth Regional Council meeting, a fair bit to unpack on it last night. That's why we've got John here. He's the one that goes through all the briefings and gives us all the details. How are you?
You mean I'm the one who sit through it all?
Yes. Was it a long one last night?
It was about an hour and a half. They have longer and they have been shorter.
Yes.
But there were a couple of very interesting things last night. First of all, of course, was the proposed aquatic centre, which council has put some money aside for. They've got $15 million from the state government. They're waiting on news whether another $15 million will come from the federal government. I think they were hoping to get something along those lines from the federal budget, but we haven't been able to delve into that at this stage and find out if we have got another $15 million. But they do have a concept design, which they agreed to last night, and they agreed to spend another $200,000 on refining that concept, I think, because it's not been finalised yet. Everyone voted for the proposal last night except Mark Rodder, who pointed out, quite rightly, I think, that because the aquatic centre is going to be an indoor space, that people won't be able to take advantage of having a swim in the sun and getting the vitamin D they probably need in their bodies. And so he voted against it, but someone said, I can't remember who, but one of the councillors said, well, if they want to do that, they can go to Manila or Cootie swimming pools.
True. That's a good point. We had, growing up in Adelaide, we had two local aquatic centres near us. One was outdoor, one was indoor. I remember just personally, I preferred the indoor one a little bit more. I don't know why. but at least you had options, which is true. Cootie's not that far away. So
no, it's not. And part of the problem, of course, is that our two current swimming pools need a lot of work.
Yes.
And it's going to cost something between $20 and $30 million to fix those up.
Yeah.
So we may as well spend $45 million on an indoor aquatic centre. And there's other parts to it. It's not just aquatic, it's a health centre as well.
Yes.
And this first stage is one 50-metre pool, but the next, I think, stage three includes another 50-metre pool and things like that.
So, yeah.
But also last night, of course, after the IPART decision had been handed down to approve the 36.3% special rate variation, that the council will put two budget proposals on display for 28 days, one which includes the figure of the SRV and one without, so that people can see just what difference there is if we don't have the SRV.
Oh, okay.
And I think we'll get the SRV in place from the 1st of July, so those rates will go up. But it's just a matter of having a look at what would have happened if we didn't have it.
Yes.
And what okay. would. So as Councillor Judy Coates said, please have a good read of it, have a good read, and if you have any questions, ask someone.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that. Council has also approved a fee waiver for the baseball competition on the long weekend in June, which is always a big
that's massive
boost for the economy, of course, in Tamworth. There's a huge amount of people come into town, not just the baseball players, but family, you know, mum and dad and the other kids in the family as well. So it all adds to the economy, so that's good news. Councillors have also adopted a public art policy.
Okay.
As you know, we have statues and things in the parks and whatever, but we haven't had an update in the money that goes towards maintenance and newer projects for something like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
So they've approved an update on that as well, which is good news. And some of these things do take a lot of care, you know, your statues and things in public places. And, of course, we keep adding to them in the 8 years since the last policy update, we've doubled the amount of public art in
course.
The area.
Yes, of course. Pops up everywhere.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
So, and the other thing that was up last night was that Tamworth councillors have endorsed Mayor Russell Webb to be the chair of the Murray-Darling Association Region 11, which is our region, of course, and he'll find out whether he gets that job, I think, tomorrow, because their meeting is in Tamworth tomorrow.
Yeah, Jamie Chaffee was the chair
at one stage,
and has stood down recently. Yeah. So, we'll get more local representation on that board potentially when they vote
when
on that one.
When they do that, and there was some changes to some traffic. Bendemeer, particularly, which is becoming a big tourist mecca, they have a one-lane traffic across a low-level bridge has been improved, so pedestrians aren't as in danger as they have been in the past. So things like that. So quite a bit last night, and as per usual, everyone had a say.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about. It's democracy at its best.
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
Speaking of democracy, we do have a date for the by-election for Northern Tablelands, June 22. Will be the date.
Oh, right, okay. So Adam Marshall's finished up as well.
He finished up on Monday, and he starts today. Starts today at Origin Energy. So
straight into it,
exactly.
you'd want a bit of time off between it, but I mean, gee, there you go. He's a hard worker.
He always has been. So he finished up in Parliament on Monday and
straight into it.
He had a couple of cups of coffee yesterday.
Yep.
And back into it today.
Oh well, good on him. So
I'll miss his updates on his coffee, I think.
Yes, I know. He seemed to be a prolific coffee drinker.
Yeah.
I think he could always continue doing that on his socials, I think.
Yes.
Doing now Australia-wide coffee tour, maybe, from Adam Marshall.
Yeah, he can be the host.
Branch out. I like that. So what was that? So about, what, six weeks lead up to that one, roughly?
People who want to run for the election have until the 6th of June to nominate. Then it's, 10 days after that?
Yeah.
20 days after that, it happens.
Yeah.
I don't know who is going to, but at this stage, it looks like Labor and the Greens won't put a candidate up. The previous candidates have decided they're not going to stand this time around.
Yeah.
I think, and as I said to Sharnay earlier this morning, I think there'll be a lot of independents.
Yeah.
Because it's very much a safe national seat.
Yes.
Or has been in the past.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. A lot of that, I think, has been put down the last couple of elections to the fact that Adam was the candidate.
Yeah.
So we'll see, without him being in the equation, how people vote.
Yeah.
And who actually stands for the seat. We've got one candidate at the moment, and that's the Nationals pre-selection of Brendan Moylan from Moree.
Yeah.
So, but no one else yet.
All right, watch this space. Thanks for that, John. Cheers. 7:22 and more coming up in our local news in about 7 minutes' time.
Like the idea of getting a really good night's sleep on a new...
Mama Achi.
soul's good. 825, our town worst number one, 92.9. Guy Sebastian there. JB here for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre. I've got Dan from our sister station 2TM in the studio, and also Chloe from Billabong Clubhouse in the studio to chat about something very, very, very cool. No pun intended. Thank you. Worked on that all weekend. That's coming up at Billabong Clubhouse in a couple of weeks' time. That is the Ice Bath Challenge. Yes. Chloe, thank you so much for coming in. How are you?
Thank you for having us. Yeah, I'm pretty good. I mean, I'm very excited for the Freezing for a Reason to kick off next Friday.
Yeah, no, sensational. So tell us, we'll chat to Dan about the Ice Bath Challenge itself, but it is raising funds for Billabong Clubhouse. People aren't familiar with what you guys at Billabong Clubhouse do in particular. Give us a bit of a brief.
Yeah, so we have been in the community for 25 years, yeah. Supporting adults with mental health, and that can range from depression to schizophrenia and all in between. So yeah, we're a psychosocial program that runs from 8 to 4. It's free as long as you have a mental health diagnosis. So we run programs like art therapy, garden work, meditation, anything that helps our mental health and develop our life skills.
Fantastic. No, sensational. And obviously, putting events on like this, fundraising events like this, where the money can go back straight back to the Billabong Clubhouse, is one of the main ways that you guys keep your doors open there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's part of our mission to raise awareness.
Yeah.
It's very still stigmatized in the community, but it is reducing, but we want to continue the conversation.
Yeah.
And raising money like this can also help our initiatives and programs that we're developing. So come winter, we're running our soup kitchen again.
Yes.
So yeah, all that money will go back into the community.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And that soup kitchen was really popular and really well patronized last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're running it this winter, starting June.
Yeah.
It's going to be on Fridays, 12 to 2.
Fantastic.
For all community people.
Sensational. That's awesome. Dan, he's jumping in the ice bath next Friday. Crazy. If people aren't familiar with an ice bath challenge, give us all the deets.
Well, my understanding of this specific ice bath challenge is that I'll be hopping into a outdoor bathtub.
I mean, it's cold enough outdoors at the moment.
Yeah, well, it's getting towards the end of May, yeah. So a week shy of what's officially winter.
Yeah, yeah.
And then add Tamworth into the mix, yeah. And their version of winter, like frozen or Antarctica.
Yeah,
and for 2 straight minutes, the plan is to be submerged in the ice bath.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You are allowed to wear clothes. Do we come to that? Because there's been lots of discussion around the office here about clothes. I'm hoping there's clothes allowed. No offense, Dan. Yes, okay. Yeah. No, good. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't put any of our Tamworth public through that. And I want to maintain a little bit of dignity through the process. Yeah.
Oh, no, well done. I mean, massive pat on the back, Dan, for jumping in the bath and being a part of this. Any reason why you decided to help out?
Yeah, it's twofold, really. I mean, I've had my own, I guess, issues in the past. I mean, I went through a pretty savage marriage breakup 10 years ago, and that it impacted me quite bad. And there wasn't, and being in Newcastle, you'd think, gee, it's one of the biggest sort of suburbs or towns in the country.
Yeah.
But 10 years ago, the support networks I found weren't quite there.
Yeah,
You know, you've got your friends and your family, but when you might need that next level support of people who, you know, your friends will say, are you okay? And we hear that a lot with the different promotions to support mental health. But when the answer's no, it's, okay, I'll give you a hug. Or,
You
got to get a beer. You know, which is great and can be the answer sometimes. Yeah. But a lot of the time when there's a lot more going on, you need the support. It may not necessarily be like a psychologist or a psychiatrist. It may just well be people who have experienced same and are trained or prepared to be able to share and speak about it. Because, and it's like anything in life, if you can talk to someone on the same level, the conversation just runs so much more smoother and more comfortable. And secondly, on a professional basis, I've had a lot of history in my previous career working in disability employment service and mainstream employment service. And the amount of individuals or clients that I had on my caseload who's they judge their disability, if you will, by Centrelink, or their barrier to employment was mental health, when as Chloe mentioned, it may well be just anxiety, depression, schizophrenia, or even to some extreme levels, maybe like with an acquired brain injury or whatnot.
Yeah.
And the lack of support and the way I'd see some of these individuals get treated.
Yeah.
Because of that stigma, that
yes.
label. And it used to make me sick to the guts. It yeah. really did. And I guess because I'd had my own experiences, I could relate. And again, when you can relate to someone, you get on that level. This, yeah. Is it empathy? Is that the right way that
yeah.
word's used?
Yeah.
You can understand people, and then you get buy-in from them. They trust you more, and they open up. When someone opens up, it's such an underappreciated, yeah. Core behavior, because people are generally pretty guarded, especially when the rest of the world have told them no
yes.
or turned their back on them. And I know that's a bit left of center of what we're doing here, but for me, it's yeah. all wrapped up, in a one giant ball.
Yeah.
So wherever we can attack that stigma, wherever we can support those who aren't at their best, and really advertise that there are support networks out there for people, and it might be something they're going through.
Yeah.
Or it could be something that they live with each and every day. And, you know, any support is great support, especially the illness that you cannot see.
Yeah, that's it. You're doing fantastic with the fundraising so far. About $1,000 is your target. If people listening right now want to donate to Team Dan, what's the best way? What's the easiest way to donate?
The easiest way is probably go to our 2TM website,
yep.
2TM.com.au. You'll find the events tab along the top line. Click on that. There's a Freezing for a Reason button. Press that. That'll take you to the Billabong Clubhouse website. And then there's the list of the seven individuals.
Champions,
personalities, imbeciles, whatever. But in good company. Yes. And you can find me, click on me, and then it's just a matter of donating what you're able to afford. Any donation would be greatly appreciated. Any donation $2 and over is a tax deduction, yeah. and end of financial year at the end of next year. It's only, 6 weeks away, yeah. so you can get it all back. I've hit $810.
Cool.
So we'll say 200.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, if I can fly past that, I will. There's no amount is big enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And if there's any businesses out there listening in, especially they want maybe some brand promotion, I'm happy to wear their beanies or wetsuits.
Yeah,
to keep you a bit warmer in the cold water. But even hats or t-shirts or anything. I look at it, hey, this is a great advertising opportunity to raise money for such a great... So you're ticking your benevolent box, you're ticking your advertising box, and it's all going to a great cause. So for any businesses out there listening, JB even, wink, catch those. But, I'll do anything for causes like this. And if spending 2 minutes in an ice bath, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not looking forward to it at all, but I'm going to do it. And I was talking to Chloe off air. She said last year there were people who did it, and I said, but then they saw other people. They're like, I'm going to go again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like when you go on a roller coaster the first time. It's like,
jump back on. Yeah,
all the people who jump out of planes tell me, parachuters, they do little bungee jumpers. I don't know if I'd bungee jump for Billabong Clubhouse, but I'd go close.
But you'd skydive, is that what you mean? Now, Chloe, if people want details about Billabong Clubhouse and the awesome work that you guys do, what's the best details best way to get details?
You can just jump on our website, billabongclubhouse.org.au, or you can just give us a call on 67669960, and happy to have a chat with anyone.
Fantastic, lovely. Chloe, thank you so much for coming in. Dan, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having a chat.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Local news with John Wolfe on the way next. What?